How about you three? Any thoughts?
I think I definitely want to be some sort of robotic engineer also. It's just kind of intrigued me ever since I was little. And again, being able to be in FLL is just really great, and it's really cool. I've never been able to really do anything like it until just a couple years ago.
That's great. FLL was first Lego League, and that was Luke. And now we go to Oliver.
Ever since I was little, I've always wanted to be an engineer. And through FLL, I really get to learn skills that could help me do that job in the future.
And finally, Zillin.
I definitely want to do something like science related or computer science related, because during middle school, I had really good science classes, which really inspired me to like do something related to science. And also FLO inspired me to do something with coding, because it was the first time I had ever actually coded a robot to function. So that was really cool.
Well, you guys are doing an amazing public service. Is the project going to continue for a little bit longer? Yes? I'm seeing a lot of nodding heads.
Yes. So we actually qualified to be able to go to Florida at the end of June, and that's where we're going to present things like coming here and the other things we've done to the judges and do our robot game and just do everything there. And we can hopefully win an award against a bunch of other teams.
Excellent. I understand your website is oceaneducation.godaddysites.com. And if you look for Band of Steel, FLL, if you search on that, Band of Steel First Lego League, FLL, you can find YouTube videos that these folks have made. Thank you all for being here. I hope you'll come back sometime. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Once upon a time,
the dreams that we shared have all been forgotten,
for they were yesterday's, and yesterday's gone. You once wore my name took your love for granted.
spelled that better. And the All-Stars of Bluegrass with Yesterday's Gone. Thank you for being here for this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. We have a classical guitar player that is going to be joining us. He's a composer and performer up from Uniontown. His name is Damon Buxton. And we're getting him set up and ready up for you. And are looking forward to presenting him to you. That will be in about 10 minutes or so.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
This is Emily, a student from Penn State and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at the Creating Backyard Gardens event hosted by the Agora Cyber Charter School at the Lake Tobias Wildlife Park on Friday, May 23rd from 9 to 2. At Creating Backyard Gardens, we will be using recycled materials instead of planters and planting flower and vegetable seeds to create backyard container gardens. Students will learn about the growing seasons and the plants native to our region. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event and the students that have learned about the plant life cycles, all while being sustainable. To learn more about the Creating Backyard Gardens event, visit Remake Learning Days Creating Backyard Gardens. Creating Backyard Gardens is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Emily is one of over 100, I think we have 106 Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassadors across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, trained by SLB, who are covering hundreds and hundreds of events as part of Remake Learning Days. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org. We also have three events here at SLB. You can learn more about our Remake Learning Days events at slbradio.org. Here's a song by Don McLean, sung by John Cowan at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Damon Buxton is coming up right after you hear from them.
castle walls just lead me to despair.
Bluegrass with Another Day. And then John Callan, I said they when I introduced John Callan, and it's because he is backed or partnered with Bob Minner on that particular recording. Wonderful to have you here during this hour. And we have a composer and classical guitar player. I hate to categorize people, but you're going to hear some very inventive guitar playing and composition. You'll also get a chance to get to know this person as we go throughout the hour and learn about an opportunity to see him towards the end of the month. But first, a song. Here is Damon Buxton. Thank you. Damon Buxton, I'm curious about the name of that tune, and also if you can tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. That piece is called The Golden Age, and I wrote it for my wife. We met in our early 40s, and I'm older than that now. And though we are in our 40s, we're not quite in our golden years, I don't think. But our time together has very much been our golden age. We've been together for 23 years.
That's exciting to meet somebody and inspirational to meet somebody later in life. Not that 40 is that later in life or 40s, but to find somebody you resonate with. I think it's even harder to make new friends at that point, let alone find somebody you'd want to marry. So I'm glad you celebrated that in music.
Me too. I'm nodding my head, and I realize we're on radio.
So no. When did you, I'm just curious about kind of your backstory when you decided to pursue what you're doing now, composition and classical guitar, how you kind of got from point A to point B.
Yeah. I grew up in San Diego, California, I was, raised by people who went to church a lot, so I was just around music a lot. And I was a fine artist from the time I could pick up a pencil, could draw well. I actually didn't think I had a musical bone in my body. But I, when I was between 19 and 21, I just wanted to explore music. My mom got me a guitar, and it was indeed a classical guitar. And I wanted to play guitar to impress women, honestly. And there was a folk duo in the 70s called Loggins and Messina.
Oh, yeah, sure. And Mama don't dance and your dad don't rock and roll. They did a lot of, you remember that? That was one.
I do, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Kenny, of course, went on to be the movie soundtrack guy, Kenny Loggins from the 80s, Highway to the Danger Zone and all that kind of stuff. So I played kind of a rudimentary version of this Danny song.
It's just, oh, right. I was going to say, they're a lot more than that one big hit as a group. I think I had 3 or 4 Loggins and Messina albums as a teenager.
Yeah, and this girl, I played it for this girl. She fell hard for me, and I thought, well, I wanted something but that. And then I kind of played in church and then, left church as one evolves, spiritually and various educationally and all that sort of thing. And I tried rock bands and all that kind of stuff, and I'm not a natural singer. I took 3 years of voice lessons, and I'm still a very mediocre, background singer. But I was still kind of pursuing this, and after I met my wife, she pointed out that the best thing I do is just play the guitar. And she's smarter than me, and not that I'm dumb. But I paid attention to that, and I started remembering other things I listened to. There was a record label in the 80s. I'm 67, so I have a lot of, sort of memory, things historically to draw on. But there was a label called Wyndham Hill that did this instrumental music, and it was all original, kind of in a classical style, but not necessarily.
People like Michael Hedges probably influenced you, and that was during a period when a lot of that music, I don't like to label things, but New Age was one label that appeared. But there were some great guitar pieces on Wyndham Hill, as great guitarists.
Yeah, and I was going through a divorce and, just kind of laying on the floor listening to that stuff, and it really resonated me, and that's with me, and that's what I started playing and composing, in part to just help myself relax. I long history of anxiety, it just made it better. Additionally, trying to sing is stressful. Playing the guitar comes very naturally to me and is not. It actually reduces things like stage fright and what have you. So I started writing this music to play and calm myself down, and I ended up with an album's worth, and I recorded it at this anyway, expensive studio, learned a lot, kept composing music, recorded 11 additional albums.
Wow.
This catalog of 12 albums or 155 songs, and I'm just about to record and release another one. And for me, it's a case of just focusing on the guitar. And then the other thing I did, starting in 2014, I broke my ankle and had to take some time off work. And I started playing guitar in the morning before work. And I actually kind of, there's nothing on it, but this hashtag guitar first. And it was just, yes, I have a day job. Almost everybody has a day job or things we need to do just for money. But the first thing I do in the day, and I still do this, is I get up, have breakfast, do my guitar practice. And then by only playing the guitar, not trying to be in a band, not trying to sing, it let me, at least for me, develop some expertise with it.
You anticipated something I was curious about because, and I've talked about this before, my brother David is a professional musician. In fact, he is exactly your age, I think. He's a guitar player. And I think the thing that surprises people is how much he plays by himself every day. And he will play classical as well as blues and jazz, but he's frequently doing exercises or just keeping his brain and fingers and connections connected, and it's remarkable. Not that it's necessarily work, but just what you do to keep your chops up like that is huge. And I think until you really know a musician well, or maybe until you are one, you don't realize that. Damon Buxton is here. I just put a little short video of him on our Facebook page at SLB Radio, so you could take a look at him playing. And DamonBuxton.com is his website, and I suspect some of those many albums are available there, I would hope. May 31st at noon, he is going to be at the Fresh Start Cafe in Canonsburg. And you can follow his other gigs at DamonBuxton.com. Let's make sure we get some more music. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do a piece called Istanbul that I wrote for a fellow guitarist. He lives in Turkey. His name is Cenk Erawan. But anyway, Istanbul. Thank you.
Istanbul, not Constantinople, had to do it, from Damon Buxton. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh. Thank you for doing that and for the kind words on Damon's playing. Lee, thanks for your note just now. You can reach us at 412-200-5975 by text. It is so relaxing to listen. And I was thinking just as you were playing, and I've said this a few times throughout the morning, I don't know if you were affected by the storms this week much.
Not really.
Yeah, you in just, Union Town, I think you were sort of out of this bizarre swath that the storms went through. But if you happen to be impacted as you're listening, you might be listening on a battery-powered radio now or your phone because you're without electricity. I hope the program's been of some comfort, but I also hope this music is helping you feel a little more centered, maybe even a little calmer. Also, if you've had some difficulty with property damage, it's really something. Our first world problem was 9 hours without power. Ricky and I, and we had two outages here at the studios that were, you know, a few hours long. That seems like nothing compared to what others have faced.
Yeah, I have lots of friends who were impacted.
Yeah.
And, indeed, I am here to lower your blood pressure.
That's perfect. No, it's like holistic medicine. It's perfect. What would you like to do next?
Well, you know, if you have questions, I'm happy to answer them. I can also play another piece of music.
Yeah, let's get another piece in.
Okay.
And it's just so lovely to be able to listen.
Wonderful. This one has a little more dynamic and a little more energy to it. I wrote it for some local friends. There's an Americana five-person group called Just Here. And Just Here, that name is a play on the words Just Here. We're just here to do music, and in my case, I'm just here to hear Just Here. And they become very dear friends of mine. And most of what influences what I compose is spending time with people. And I will come home and, you know, late at night, pick up a guitar. And my feelings about them and the experiences, the day we had, what have you, influences the combination of notes and chords that come together. So this sounds like nothing that they play, but it is what they make me feel inside. So Just Here. Thank you.
Damon Buxton, the song Just Here, and nicely titled. Kate Snow just wrote to say that she's listening and that you're sounding good, as always.
Hi, Kate. I love you.
dropped a note on Facebook to indicate that. As you were playing, and I hate to get too technical, but do you compose with notes and a staff, or tell me a little bit about that whole process?
I cannot read sheet music. I mean, I sort of can. I know the notes are going up and down, and I've used I have some rudimentary knowledge of the staff. I compose kind of by just messing around and finding little parts of things and then mashing them together.
I kind of surmise that, and of course you're not alone. A lot of people compose that way, but. A lot of people think of classical music as not necessarily, well, I was going to say rigid, but I don't mean that, fixed, that there really is little room for improvisation or certainly for individual style, but in these, what you wrote, and I want to be careful, I don't say that incorrectly. I mean, there is room, and there are often portions within classical works where one is expected to noodle around. But what I'm really asking is, are these songs fixed in your mind, or do you find yourself altering them as the mood might strike?
Yeah, they're pretty fixed. They evolve over time. I mean, some of them, I've been very active for 19 years. So when I really started composing instrumental music specifically, and some of those pieces have become faster, harder. I play them on, different guitars and so on. They're pretty fixed. I mean, the thing with, I don't want to say actual classical music, but yeah, I mean, those pieces were written 300 years ago and were and not for guitar. They're written for harpsichord and evolved to piano, and then people like Andre Segovia transcribed them to guitar. And so there is a lot of room for, arrangement, creativity, but in terms of the pieces themselves, the melody is pretty fixed.
Yeah, one reason I was asking in your case too is these songs, they are intricate. They really are intricate, and changing them up it, to me would be very hard to do in real time, and maybe even very hard to do artistically once you've figured. I mean, do you know when you're done when you're working on a song?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it'll actually make me cry, and it's not about. Sometimes it is about actually accidentally landing on a passage, discovering a passage that's really beautiful. But mostly, it's about the people I mentioned. Or just music in general has the power to make me cry. But
there are some musicians who might never feel like they're done with a song because it's so hard to know, I can keep working on that. But it's interesting. So you have a very discreet and specific muse or inspiration. It sounds like each of the songs you've played, beginning with your wife, with the person in Turkey, and with the group you just mentioned, gave you sort of a purpose behind the song, and then you arrived at a conclusion. I hope I'm not stating that incorrectly.
Not at all. It's okay if you do. I'll
yeah, please correct me if I'm wrong. That's fascinating. I'm sure there are probably other people that work that way, but I don't know if I've met one. So that's a really amazing way to work.
Yeah, influenced by people. As a musician, I'm entirely self-taught. I mean, like, I had 3 guitar lessons when I was 19, and it just didn't go very well, and it worked out for me. It took me a really long time, and occasionally someone will ask me to teach them, and I say no when I send them to someone who is has an education in music. I think that's a better place to start if you are intentionally starting.
Damon Buxton is the voice and the guitar that you're hearing. DamonBuxton.com is his website. We probably have time for at least 2 more, maybe 3, depending on length. And feel free, as Kate just did a moment ago, you can send us a note on Facebook, or you can text us at 412-200-5975. If you have any comments or a question for Damon, I'll be happy to relay that. Is there somebody that inspires the next song you're about to do?
Yes, indeed. And I never got to know her. So I wrote this piece for one of my grandmothers. Her name was Olive. She was born in 1900, and she died in 1943 of tuberculosis, many years before I was born. And living on the West Coast, this person was just kind of in mythology, you know. And then my wife and I moved to Pittsburgh about 3 years ago to be closer to her family, and that's why we're in Uniontown. But I was close enough to visit her grave. She's in Michigan, and discovered she was in an unmarked grave. And I spent some money and bought a headstone for it and just really connected with her. And when it was finally installed, I went to this grave, and I'm going to get emo, but I got down on my knees and I hugged this thing. It's, you know, like, it's big enough to just put your arms around, and I started crying. And I came home and I wrote this piece of music. So she played violin. I ended up... convoluted backstory. I ended up inheriting her violin and restoring it. I don't play violin very well, but I play her violin and I connect with her every night.
This is your mom's mom?
This is my father's mom. Mm. So this is Olive's violin.
olives, violin, Damon Buxton. Somebody with a, I'll bet you're going to know who this person is. L.A. Smith Buxton. Who would that be?
That
somebody.
Hi, honey. That's my wife.
Yes, I thought so. She wrote to say hi. To say hi to everybody, but I thought that might be. Yeah, you just said hi back. I was curious in listening. Do you, in your albums, you mentioned you have, what, 14 or 15 so far?
12 so far.
12. Do you include the stories behind the songs?
I do. So
good.
I actually think liner notes are important, and I stopped making CDs a couple of albums ago. Actually, now that I think about it, I have 13. There's just 12 that are live and published. I used to work in website usability. So I designed this reading experience. You can actually, on a phone, comfortably read. You know, not that it's a popular thing to do. You can actually read all the liner notes and listen on Spotify or where anyone.
That's
any
great.
But yeah, I do think the words, I think the stories are important.
I do too, especially in your compositions. I mean, the music stands on its own, but you really, knowing the story, I think is, it just gives you a relationship with the song that you wouldn't otherwise have. I want to be sure, we probably have time for just one more. I want to be sure we don't cut off a song midway or anything. But before we do that, is there anything else you'd like to mention that maybe I didn't give you room to note?
Thanks for asking. I'm sponsored by Hanebach Strings. They're made in Germany, and I used them for about 15 years, and finally I asked them if they would sponsor me, and they said,
"How nice."
They said, "Yeah." So, other than that, I'm grateful to be able to perform music for people, and to if it connects with them and helps them relax or comforts them in any way, it just makes me really happy. So,
I'll say if you want to reach DamonBuxton.com or booking@DamonBuxton. .com, maybe, just maybe, you have a reason to have a guitar player in your life, whether it be at the Fresh Start Cafe in Canonsburg, noon on May 31st, where he will be next, or some other event. Thank you for being here. What would you like to close up with?
Thanks for having me. This one's for a friend of mine who passed away about 6 months ago, and he kind of cheated death. came close to dying from it, like age 28 on, and he made it to 79. So it's for my friend Dwayne. It's called Trickster.
Damon Buxton, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me.
And thanks to all of our guests this morning. What a busy morning. L.E. McCulloch talking about his new play, Freedom House, giving life a second chance on the 1967 creation of Freedom House Ambulance Service. It will be read on stage May 5th at New Hazlett Theater at 7 o'clock. Martha Terry was here to talk about the Friendship Flower and Folk Festival at Baum Grove 1 week from today, May 10th, between 11 and 4 o'clock. South Hills Children's Choir joined us, and they also have a concert coming on May 16th at 7 at Unity Presbyterian Church. The Band of Steel First Robotics Team with their work on oceanography. And again, guitarist, composer Damon Buxton. Our show is booked by Ty Chorosky. Engineering by Chad Green, technical director, and Ellis Dorm, technical associate. Our education program team includes Joseph Kukula, managing our Youth Media Center, Deanna Beringer, director of programs, and Grace Anderson, Ben Rutkowski, and Alexa Bosick. Robert Gray is our director of operations, and Ricky Berger manages me. We will look for you again here next week. And we hope you'll meet us here. We're looking forward to meeting you for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Program team includes Joseph Kukula, managing our Youth Media Center, Deanna Beringer, director of programs, and Grace Anderson, Ben Rutkowski, and Alexa Bosick. Robert Gray is our director of operations, and Ricky Berger manages me. We will look for you again here next week. And we hope you'll meet us here. We're looking forward to meeting you for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
For being our opening act once again this week. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 12:01. Yeah. Sobule in a fire up in Minnesota. She was on tour with the group The Fix. Had been in Pittsburgh as recently, I think, as March, and was coming back to City Winery in July, I think, and a lot of people were looking forward to that. I certainly looked forward to reading her social media posts and listening to her music. So very sad to have lost Jill Sobule this week at the age of 66. Hear Larry Berger trying to sneak in there again. Good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your dink of the doo-wop, your salt in the swing, your cum loudly graduate, the Chedwick Institute Group for Arcology, Jay Thurber at, what time is it anyways, 12:05. Much more music time. Here to put the move on your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. Hope you got your power back on. Took a couple of days for us to get ours back on. Wasn't that a mighty storm? Showers and thunderstorms possible today with a high near 69. Right now it's 63 under light rain. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 15 minutes.
You're hearing things. You're hearing things on Wonderful Radio.
We couldn't hear Jill Sobule's version without also hearing Chicago. Saturday in the Park. I hope you're listening to Radio 9.